Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I'm really doing this podcasting thing again. It's so exciting. Again, I woke up and I was like, yes, I get to podcast today. And that's what I wanted. You know, that's when I did 435 plus shows. And last year, I was tired and I took a break. And so it's so nice to be back. In case this is the first time you're joining me, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And today's show is Dream the Bigger Dream, because bigger is better. Wink. So here is what's awesome in my world. I woke up to, I went to bed that my new self-help ebook, Money is Wonderful, was number one in journal writing, which is fantastic. And then, which I'll be honest, if you are in the publishing game, that's a smaller category. You don't have to have a huge amount of sales to hit number one in that category. But a sale is a sale. And so it was nice to be number one in that category. And then interestingly, this morning, I went for a little walk and came home and I saw that I was number one in business and money short read, 45-minute short read. So that was really, really, really cool. Be a little new agey person in that category. So dream a bigger dream. Let's talk about that. And Money is Wonderful is available on Amazon. It's also available for Kindle Unlimited. So if you're enrolled in that subscription, you'll be able to read the book for free. And I want to talk about day one of Money is Wonderful. I'm going to work the program for the next 30 days. I've done all of these exercises in many different formats over the years, but I'm actually like, let's do it all under, you know, and it's Money is Wonderful. Let's do it. And so I had this interesting thing happen. So I'm walking to get coffee and a muffin this morning. And I was like, okay, well, no, I'll take you back. I wake up. Right. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm out of coffee. I'm like, okay, wouldn't it be cool just to go to the coffee house down the road and just get a cup of coffee, see what that experience is like? Because, I mean, I wake up and I think, I'm going to make coffee. And so I was like, let's change it up. So as I was walking, well, before I even got out of bed, I start thinking about day one. I'm like, I'm going to work the program and I'm going to talk about it on the podcast and I'm going to talk about it with my clients and I'm going to see what comes up for me. And so as a seeker, right, as a seeker. And then I'm going to take what I learned as a seeker and teach it. And so Money is Wonderful day one is, I don't have it in front of me, but the Cliff Notes version of it is write down 20 things that or more that you want money to do for you, and imagine money as a lover or friend who is going to say yes to whatever you ask of it, and all you have to do is be happy, right, and thankful for it, and write it down. You have to ask. You have to be very specific and direct and ask. Very much like being in a relationship. If you're dating, you need to tell that person very early on, what you want and what you need from a relationship. And then can they do that? And if they can't, you can exit or you can work on it together, whatever you choose to do. And so very much like money. So I was laying in bed and I thought, oh, I really wish I had a super nice journal right now to start this, because all my journals are, I have a journal for this and I have a journal for that, but I don't have one specifically for Money is Wonderful. And it's like, oh, wow, that's how lack creeps in. So that's my first point here, is that lack creeps in these ways you don't expect. So here I am, I've woken up, I feel expansive, my book is charting, which I wanted it to do. I haven't even gotten out of bed. I've already have a plan. I'm going to walk and get coffee, a new experience. How lucky am I that I have the cash to go get coffee and a muffin, and how great is my life, and I'm feeling wonderful, and then all of a sudden, I start focusing on what I don't have, right? I don't have this journal. And, you know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, Walgreens isn't open, so I can get one. And I want to do this exercise right away. And of course, I'm thinking about what I don't have. So that is lack consciousness. And it creeps in all these ways you don't really step to prosperity consciousness, wealth consciousness, money consciousness, is to see the proof of money versus the asset of it, to see the presence of all the abundance in your life instead of focusing on all
don't have.
Right. So in that moment, here it is, like book. I've studied stuff to other people, and still, I'm still reprogramming my mind to focus on only on my prosperity and not what I don't have. Okay. So how does this tie into bigger dreams? So I get back from my walk, and while I'm walking, I'm typing it in the notes section of my phone because I'm a weirdo writer, and I'm thinking about all the things. You know, this list of 20 things that I want money to do for me. And I'm typing it out. And so then I get home and I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it on beautiful pink post-its that I have, each thing. And I'm going to put it on in my kitchen, in my cabinet. So open the cabinet door and I'll put them all up. So then if I have somebody over, they can't see my stuff, but I can see it every time I open the cabinet. Or if I want to just, I can just go in there, and there they all are. Okay. So I start working on it. I sit down, I have my coffee and my muffin, totally delicious. I'm feeling so grateful. I'm feeling abundant, happy. And so I start in. And I get to about 7. And I'm like, I could feel the tightness creeping. I was like, oh, shit, I have to write 13 more? What else could I put? You know, I covered, like, you know, income, savings, like, you know, things I want to do. Like, I was like, well, maybe it's just that I'm a spiritual teacher and a writer, and I don't want a lot. That is so bullshit, right? I started to justify my lackness, right? Like, and what I realized when I hit that level is that I was focused on the small stuff. I was so focused on the small stuff that when I'm in that place, believe it or not, it's difficult. What my spirit guides gave me, it's difficult for spirit to come in. I'll take this even further so you can really see what I mean. So say you're trying to pay a particular bill in your life, okay? Comcast bill is due. Comcast bill is due. Comcast bill is due. Got to pay the Comcast bill. Pay the Comcast bill. I need the money to pay the Comcast bill. And you're so focused on that result. And you would think if you're a manifestor, you're like, oh, but I'm focused. I should be able to attract that. But think about it. You're so focused on it that things start to become tight and restrictive, and lack is all over that situation. And when lack is all over a situation, it's because, A, deep down, you don't believe it's going to happen on some level, or the vibration of it not happening is much higher than your thought that it is going to happen. And so as a result, this was so awesome. My spirit guides are like, you kill our ability to come in and support you. So you think, oh, that Comcast bill is just that, right? And it's only $200, right? But if you start thinking about the condo that you want, that's $2 million. That's the way I live my life, right? And I also live in California, and that's what things cost. And then, of course, the Comcast bill will get paid, right? You'll put it in there, but of course it will, right? Because you're giving spirit so much room to come in and support you. But we get so caught up in one result that we limit how much space. So here I'm going to return to my notes. How much spaciousness that exists in our experience so spirit can come in to support us, right? And so we actually don't leave any room for heavenly hands because we're so focused, and it's coming from a place of lack. Again, we're so focused on that one little thing because, yes, it's important. Yes, it's pending. Yes, it needs to be done. But we're so focused on it because on some level, subconsciously, we don't believe we can have it. And so what shows up is it might get paid, but there's not enough for anything else. Or it kind of halfway gets paid, or it doesn't get paid at all, right? So the bigger dream is better. Better because it creates spaciousness. So let's go back to my first 13 things. And I was thinking, oh man, I got to come up with another 7. It was because that's where my limitations showed up. That's where I was putting a limit on how much prosperity and abundance I could have. So no wonder I wasn't even hitting those goals or seeing the manifestation of all the things I had put down in that first 7 because I wasn't given any space for anything else. And so I actually had to sit there and say, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I'm allowed to have this. I can go bigger and I can go for what I really, really want. And then it got fun, but I had to tick past that limitation. You know, Gay Hendricks calls it the upper limits problem. When I'm working with clients, I call it how much happiness, our happiness limit we allow ourselves to have. And it's programmed. You know, we picked it up from our upbringing and, you know, it's a energetic algorithm that was created within us and a lot of programmers contributed to that programming, whether it be our upbringing, our family, our ancestors, our environment that we grew up in. It all contributed to where we have our set point. So when we dream the bigger dream, we push past that set point and we can allow the fullness of the divine to come in and really support us. It's taking the limitations off. It's stepping into the space of all possibilities. I love that scripture. It was my senior quote, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. I think it's me. I want to say us. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. And it's true. All things are possible, but here's the big but in caps. We have to know and believe that we can have what we want. Now let's add some new layers to this. When we ask for the bigger dream, we're not just asking for anything, right? There is a refinement to this. There is an integrity that comes from within us as we're asking. Because if we truly believe what we're going to get what we want, we're going to ask for things that we actually want. So as I was walking home and I was thinking about this message, Spirit gave me showed me a yacht. And I'm like, Spirit, you know, damn well, I would not want a yacht. And I don't. I have no desire. That's way too much work, and it's not my thing, and I don't care, right? So often when we think dream bigger, we reach for somebody else's big dream to dream, right? And so that may be a yacht or a car or whatever. Those things don't interest me. So don't dream them. Dream about the things that you actually want. Dream about the things that you actually want. That's the refinement. It's imagining, yes, I'm going to get this. So if I write yacht down and I really don't want that, or I'm unconscious about it, or it's not really in alignment with who I am in this lifetime, and I get a yacht, that's going to suck, right? So the goal of this is to really dream things that are going to feel like you. That's the refinement. It's getting into the nuances. I can say, hey, I want a big, huge business. I don't want a big, huge business. I want a business that I can easily run from my home with myself and the support that I can contract out. And it's robust and it's plentiful in terms of revenue, but hey, it's my thing. And I like having my hands all over it and it's fun, right? And it took me a long time to really get to a place of peace around that because we think, oh, successful means you're freaking Google. No, it doesn't mean that. And where I started to shift my mindset was I heard Ina Garten, the barefoot Contessa, who I love, love, I love, I love. She was talking about her business and she said, you know, I'm a type A and I, you know, it's me and a very small support staff and I take my time to do everything that I do. And I know I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I don't take on a lot of projects. I don't take on things that the discernment, right? The refinement. I don't take on things that are not in alignment with what I want to do. That's going to take too much time. So that's where bigger isn't better, right? And I thought, wow, she is a $40 million brand. And she can run her business like this, right? So bigger isn't always better if it's not in alignment with who you are. That's where the refinement and the integrity comes in. That's where the discernment comes in, getting really clear about what you really want, what really lights you up, what really brings you joy, what really feels exciting. And if you're not sure, pray and say, God, show me. Give me signs. Let something show up. Like that little piece I found about Ina, I was like, whoa. That's so great. I love this woman, and she has my same philosophy on business. And I didn't even know that was possible for me because it was either Google or small struggling business. That's where my mental programming was around business. So, of course, there's going to be tons and tons of limitation and lack around that, right? And so if we're going into limitlessness, if we're going into a space of all possibilities, if we're truly dreaming big and we need help with that, ask God to remind you of who you really are. I'll say that again. Ask God to remind you of who you really are. And that is where all the treasures will show up. That's where all the magic and the joy and the peace and the satisfaction and the ease. Hallelujah. Let's pray for ease. Let it be easy. Let it be easy. Okay, so how do we step into this limitlessness? So as I said, first start praying for God to show you. God, thank you for showing me who I really am. Next, this is an interesting little piece I picked up from an Oracle card message. Limitlessness, music is in the vibration of limitlessness. So listen to more music. Listen to more music. Music is in the vibration of limitlessness. So listen to more music. Appreciate and notice other people's big dreams. So let's go back to the example of the yacht. When I was married, my ex-husband and I lived on, I don't know what it's called. I guess it's called an estuary. Yeah, we lived on, our condo was on an estuary. And there were people that had big boats. And while that's not something I desire to have, it was wonderful to see, wow, these people love this and they want this to be a part of their life and they've made it and they've claimed it and they've picked a location to live where they can have their boat. So notice and appreciate other people's big dreams. This is where I can appreciate a Google and a Facebook, and I'm in the Bay Area, and a Twitter, because there's somebody else's big dream, right? And if you can see and acknowledge and then tap into somebody else's big dream, that's your way of saying, hey, that's possible for me. My version of my big dream is possible for me. Release all poverty and lack thinking. Release all poverty and lack thinking. This is where I want you to be hyper vigilant with paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings. I had a thought, I had gone out for a bit right before this podcast, and I came in and I was thinking about my building, thinking about, you know, all the people that are moving in and out. And I had a thought that was just like soaked in lack. And I was like, ooh, that's lack. And I could feel it. Like I started to feel anxious and I started to feel nervous and my heart started to race. And I was like, oh, that's what when I'm in lack consciousness, that's what it feels like. Pay attention to that and reverse out of it. I release these thoughts of lack. I release these thoughts of not enough. I release these thoughts of comparison, this need to compare myself to other people and judge my circumstances. I release that. And the more that you do that, the more you pay attention to it, the more you switch into, thank you for all the abundance that exists around me, the more you will see heavenly hands show up in your life to really work out your miracle. It's quite fascinating when you get out of your own way and you live what will show up. I've declared over the last, I think it was Friday, I think I did a podcast, I think I said it, I might be getting a cold. I didn't get a full-on cold, but I definitely was under the weather. And I declared, you know what? I have been hustling my junk for the last 6 months trying to produce a very specific result so that I could be a writer. This has been my whole life, my whole adult life anyway, is that I've been trying to justify my desire to write. Okay, so if this circumstance happens this way, then I can write. Okay, if I bring in X number of clients, then I can schedule myself in a way where I can write. Right? I had to constantly set up some circumstance where I give myself permission to write instead of just giving myself permission to write and see what happens, right? Let's see if I can put this in case for those of you who aren't writers. Say you want to start a business and you're like, okay, if I pay off all my student loans, then I can start a business. Now, if that's something that gives you peace of mind and makes you feel good and you feel joy and you feel accomplished around that, then okay, that's your journey. But if you're just telling yourself that as an excuse to not go for it, then you got to rethink it. Go for what you really want. So I declared, okay, I'm just going to be a weirdo writer. And I say, now what, Spirit? They were like, write that damn book. You got all that work piled up. You know, I wrote Money is Wonderful. I didn't write it all in one weekend. I turned it into a book in a weekend. It was a culmination of work I've done over the last 4 years. And in that, in just declaring that I was going to be a weirdo writer, Spirit's like, okay, you're going to put out, in a year from now, you're going to say to somebody, they told me very clearly, I'm in a bar with my good girlfriend, and, you know, somebody pops over to our table, and I'm going to say to them, yeah, I have 23 books on the market. I'm saying this out loud on recording. A year from now, I'm going to say, I have 23 books on Amazon right now. And I have that much material. But I have been telling myself, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I have to do this. I can't. I have to do this. I'm not safe enough. No, I can't be that creative. Not right now. No. That's what I've been telling myself. But if I declare I'm going to be a weirdo writer, I'm still a spiritual teacher, and I'm still an intuitive, and I'm still a coach. But once I declared that, the idea of what to do came. Mind you, I'm under the weather. The energy I need to do what I need to do came, and I was able to put a book together in 48 hours and launch it on my own. But for 6 months, I've been telling myself, no, these things have to be in place. I have to have X number of clients, and then I will work on all of my writing projects. No. The journey to sovereignty is messy. I've said that on this program. It's a Danielle Laporte quote. I might be paraphrasing it. I'll look it up after this. But it is. Everything's not going to be in a perfect little line, and you just have to go for it and trust that Spirit is on your side. Heavenly hands. When you lean into your limitlessness, heavenly hands show up to support you. I was in lack consciousness, telling myself, you can't be who you really are until you do all these things. But when we step into our abundance, when we step into our prosperity, when we step into the belief that all things are working for our greater good, miracles happen, like real ones, real live miracles. So listen to music and laugh. My mom always says to me, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I don't know where that is in the Bible, but I trust that it's there. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it is. I feel way more powerful than if I was like, okay, I got to do this. Oh, it hasn't happened yet. No, nothing showed up. Oh, it's not the way I want it to be. Oh, time's just going by. I really wanted to get these projects done. Do you see the tightness? That tightness doesn't leave any room for spirit to come in and support me. But if I go from the place of, I will get what I want, if I go from the place of all things are possible, when I go from the place of limitless thinking, miracles happen. And it doesn't take a lot of energy. And it's easy. And it's fun. And, you know, when I hit submit yesterday and I saw, you know, after 6 or so hours, I saw that my book was live, I sat there. And I giggled. I had a little giggle, and it was super fun. I was like, oh, my God, that's so fun, right? Because I am a weirdo writer, and that's fun to me. Like, you know, I'd much rather do that than a lot of other stuff. And so the joy of the Lord is my strength. So find your giggle. Find that big dream that feels like, oh, no, I can't do that. That's a pipe dream. Mm-mm, I can't do that right now. Now, you do have to think about, this is me being a coach and being very practical, what's your risk tolerance? I have a very high tolerance for risk, and some people don't. You know, I was working with, you know, I publish romance novels too, and my coach, my romance publishing coach. She doesn't help with the writing. She helps me with the publishing journey. And she had a very specific plan. Like, you know, she wanted her mortgage to be paid off before she went full time. And she wanted X number of dollars in the bank. And she's married. And her husband had a good full-time job. And she wanted all these things in place before she went for it. I'm not the same way. I'm like, I'm just going to go for it because that's not the way I live, right? You know, I live in a different part of the country. You know, I love my independence and different set of values. You do have to make choices and decisions that are around your value system and what you feel you can actually do. And you have to believe. Come on. This is for the cheap seats in the back. You have to believe and know that what you want is possible. And however way you get to that belief and knowing, that's your business. Like her way of getting to it was these things have to be in place in my life. My way of getting to it is acknowledging when I am being lack-minded, when I love that aha, that eureka where I was like, why not? I spent 6 months not getting what I want. Like, why not just go for what I want? I love that eureka moment. Woo! And then I do it. Know and believe you can have what you want. However way you get there is your business, but get there. Because the only way it's going to happen is if you know and believe. Okay, I got a minute left here. And this is the encore message to this. When you don't know and believe you can have what you want, the opposite is true. It means you can't have what you want, right? You are subconsciously feeding yourself. You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it. You can have it. You can find. You can dream it. You can write it all down on paper, but you can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it. When that is louder than your belief that you can have it, you will not get what you want. And here's the next layer to it. You will compromise like crazy. You will have no standards. You'll take whatever you can get. You'll settle because you don't believe it. And all you have to do is start retraining your mind so that you know and believe you can have what you want. That's why I created Money is Wonderful. It's a 30-day system. Do it for 30 days and then continue to do it as you feel inspired and let your intuition guide you. Because in that process, you are retraining your mind, your heart, your being, your humanness to connect with your divinity so that you know and believe you can have what you want. Know and believe you can have what you want. All right. I think we're done here. I'm Amy. of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, or you're looking to transform your life, or you're looking to laugh, I've got some program. I got a program. Laugh Yourself Well starts in a couple of weeks. We meet every Wednesday on the phone, and we laugh, and we talk about dreams and goals, and we use the energy and vibration of laughter and joy and amusement to reprogram ourselves so we can have what we want. So if you are if you consider yourself funny, if you like a good joke, consider signing up. Consider signing up. You can have what you want with laughter. Laugh Yourself Well. And then if you are looking for a coach, and I have lots of services, you can check those out on my website. And if you are not in a place to do any of those things, but you are ready to go to the next level, that's why I designed Money is Wonderful, and work through that program. And drop me a little love notes and tell me how it's going. You will be amazed by all the fantasticness that shows up in your life when you start living from a place of abundance, when you start thinking from a place from abundance, when you start believing and knowing you can have what you want. Thank you. I'll see you next time. Take care of yourself.